Harlingen Mayor Norma Sepulveda outlines major accomplishments and bold plans in 2025 State of the City Address. Spread the Love. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Mayor Norma Sepulveda delivered the 2025 State of the City Address on May 29 at the Harlingen Convention Center, under the theme, A City Working Together, Working for You. The evening brought together city commissioners, staff, partners, and residents to reflect on Harlingen's recent progress and outline future priorities. We are building more than just a city. We're building a community that rises together, Sepulveda said during a video presentation that opened the event. She emphasized teamwork, resilience, and fiscal responsibility throughout the address. One of the most significant events addressed was the historic flood in March 2025, which delivered 22 inches of rain in a matter of hours. The city responded by activating emergency protocols immediately. This convention center turned into a shelter in just 1 hour, Sepulveda recounted. Public work crews were already on the ground, and by the next morning, strike teams from across the state of Texas had arrived. She praised the city's coordination during the crisis. Not one single life was lost, she said, crediting emergency responders, volunteers, and neighboring cities. The convention center became a hub of hope, offering shelter, meals, and comfort to displaced families. The city's drainage infrastructure has since received intense focus. Sepulveda noted, "We completed the work on HPD detention pond for less than half the cost, saving taxpayers nearly $400,000. Over $19 million in grants have been secured, with an additional $33 million in applications submitted. We don't wait for help. We go after it," she said. Harlingen launched its first-ever in-house paving crew in transportation, reducing outsourcing costs and accelerating road improvements. "This year alone, our crews are on track to repave more than 7 miles of roads," she said. The city has also made operational improvements, such as restructuring trash collection to save over $160,000 annually in fuel and repair costs. Sepulveda reported strong economic indicators. The city's fund balance increased to $38.1 million, property tax rates dropped 12%, and the debt burden decreased by 25%. Through smart planning, conservative budgeting, and bold leadership, we have built the strongest financial foundation in our city's history, she said. Sales tax revenue also rose by 7.7%, reflecting nearly $1.7 billion in local spending. It shows just how committed our community is to shopping local, Sepulveda said. The city added 2,454 new housing and commercial development lots since 2022 and voluntarily annexed nearly 500 acres. People are not being pushed into Harlingen. They are choosing to be here, Sepulveda stated. A planned $94 million mixed-use development at Ed Carey Drive and Hale Avenue is expected to add retail, residential, and professional spaces, including a $5 million engineering office and 100 new jobs. The city is also investing in recreation. Upgrades to Tony Butler Golf Course, new pickleball and basketball courts, and a $6.2 million recreational center are completed or underway. We are building a healthier, more connected, and more vibrant community, Sepulveda said. A new animal shelter, opened in 2024, has handled over 500 adoptions and 240 reunifications. Expansion is planned, along with new kennels to increase capacity. No shelter can do this alone, we need the community to join us, she urged. Education and workforce development were another focus. Sepulveda highlighted HCISD's increased certification programs and scholarships, TSTC's $61 million investment in technical education, and UTRGV's new School of Physical and Occupational Therapy. When we invest in learning, we attract families, build a skilled workforce, and strengthen our economy, she said. Public safety continues to be a top priority. The fire department improved its insurance services office ISO rating to Class 2 and received $3.4 million in new resources. Police initiatives have reduced crime by nearly 7% and added new mental health task forces. Public safety is not just a service. It's a commitment, Sepulveda said. She also recognized first responders for life-saving efforts, including Officer Castillo, whose intervention saved a child's life. Because of you, I truly believe that we are sitting here today, said the child's mother in a pre-recorded message. The airport and port were noted as key economic assets. A $32.5 million runway expansion and a $25 million air traffic control tower are underway at Valley International Airport. Harlingen was the fourth city Southwest Airlines ever flew to, Sepulveda reminded the audience. At the Port of Harlingen, over $8 million in federal and state grants are helping support infrastructure and job growth. The city's economic development strategies have led to over $39.5 million in investment and more than 1,000 jobs. We're focused on creating the kind of community where businesses thrive and families flourish, Sepulveda said. She also credited the Harlingen Chamber of Commerce for advancing regional small business support. Grants and donations made during the address included $10,000 to the RGV Food Bank and $40,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of Harlingen for a new youth podcast studio. Since taking office, we've donated over $70,000 to local nonprofits, she said. Sepulveda concluded by reaffirming her administration's long-term vision. Comprehensive and park master plans are underway to guide growth. We're not just watching it happen. We're planning for it, she said. With gratitude and optimism, the mayor closed by recognizing city staff, her family, and the Harlingen community. This is your city, working together, working for you, she said.